This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker. Often when people hear that someone they know died by suicide, there's a sense of shock because the person seemed generally okay. But mental health professionals say there are always warning signs. In this installment of WBUR's ongoing series, Suicide, A Crisis in the Shadows, Lynn Joliker brings us the story of a 54-year-old Waltham man whose adult children didn't know that he had been dealing with mental health issues for decades.
T.J. Washburn first learned his father, Ted Washburn, was battling depression in 2009 when the then 52-year-old starved himself for 3 days.
He said basically that he was planning on not eating or drinking anything until he passed away, and obviously shock kind of sets in at first.
Ted Washburn spent a few weeks in two psychiatric units, and during that time, his son was stunned to learn he had attempted suicide at the age of 21, 2 years before he started having children.
To think that he could have taken his life before I was born was something that was just surreal, is the best word that I keep using, is that I can't really imagine.
But in 2009, when their father got out of the hospital and right back into his routine as a truck driver, TJ and his sister, Valerie Alfeo, say he didn't talk about his depression and they didn't ask much.
I was scared. I mean, it's for me, it's half of the people who created me. You still have them on a pedestal to some degree, even at, you know, late 20s, early 30s. I mean, I still would go to him, ask him for his advice. I guess I wasn't prepared to be kind of on the other end.
He always made you think that he was okay and that, yeah, he was taking his medication or he was talking to his doctors. I kind of stayed out of it.
Alfeo remembers her father as a smooth talker.
He's the joker. He could not know anybody in a room, and by the end of the night, everyone's listening to him and his stories. I mean, so many people, even at his funeral, they're like, someone who is so funny and so full of joy and so, like, the life of the party, how could he have been that depressed? And it was, he put on a show.
Alfeo now remembers times growing up when her father might have been having mood issues, but she didn't realize it. He would go in his room and blast music, just lying on his bed for a long time. He wasn't outwardly emotional, she says, but he was supportive of her and her brother, playing sports with them, going to all their games, and taking them for walks.
He put a lot of emphasis on family time, and we eat dinner together every night.
Their relationship with him faltered when they were teens after their mother died from breast cancer, and he quickly moved into a new relationship, which they say hurt. But as young adults, Washburn and Alfeo grew close with their father again. Alfeo says her relationship with her dad was the strongest it had ever been. Then on Thanksgiving in 2011, 2 years after his second suicide attempt, Ted Washburn had an outburst at their family gathering.
The turkey was still cooking, and it was kind of past the time that, you know, he had wanted to eat. And he, to put it lightly, you know, was acting like a child on a temper tantrum and was really just not happy, was, you know, yelling at his fiance at the time.
He didn't eat with the dozen or more family members who were there.
And went upstairs and locked himself in the bedroom. That was it. I mean, that was the last time that I saw him alive.
Ted Washburn killed himself 2 days later.
I can't even remember the last time I had said I loved him. So not having that, like being deprived of that, that's what hurts.
It was much different when their mother died from cancer. They had time to say goodbye. And only after their father's death, Valerie and TJ learned he was facing significant financial problems. He had tens of thousands of dollars in credit card debt and only a little saved for retirement. TJ, who's a successful accountant, thinks his father was too proud to ask for help.
You know, if that mental illness is there from 21 and then you add on kind of financial issues, it could definitely be the tipping point.
Mental health care providers say money and relationship problems are leading stressors that contribute to suicidal thinking, especially in those with mental illness and at pivotal points in life, such as approaching retirement age. The suicide rate among middle-aged Americans has been increasing for about 15 years, most notably since the economic downturn of 2008, and recent research has pointed to a link. Middle-aged men now have the highest suicide rate of any group. The younger Washburn and his sister hope to see the numbers go down. They take part in events to raise awareness and reduce stigma surrounding suicide. And they urge anyone with a depressed and potentially suicidal loved one to ask deeper questions than they did with their father.
I guess part of my not wanting to talk about it was not wanting to kind of get pushed away and be, you know, somebody that was causing stress in his life or kind of adding on to the feelings that he was going through.
If you know someone that's struggling and but they can make you think that everything's okay, you need to get involved. I think you need to ask to go to the counseling sessions. You need to make it that it's not because you don't trust them. It's that you want to be a part of it, that you want to know what's more like to be them. Put it on you, like owning it.
Alfeo, who is a high school teacher and has a 2-year-old daughter, says she and her brother are owning it, watching out for signs of crisis in friends, her students, and each other. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.
For resources, including suicide prevention hotline numbers and more of our series of reports on issues surrounding suicide, visit WBUR.org. Tomorrow on WBUR's Morning Edition, The Science of Suicide, we'll talk with researchers developing better ways to predict suicide risk.